Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we wanna be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
We're in beautiful Venice, California, during the Abbot Kinney Festival. Abbot Kinney, of course, the man who designed the canals.
Is that true?
Yes, he took a trip to Venice, the real one, and then came here and thought, well, wouldn't that be a great way to have some stagnant water and bring things like the tsetse fly and malaria to the continental United States.
There's been such a bad situation with the malaria here in Venice that all the women are anorexic. It's so strange.
Oh, I think that's just a lifestyle choice. I don't know that they're...
Those aren't connected?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't think so.
All right. I guess I'll stop making up trivia.
Well, I... that's kind of my job.
Oh, so, okay.
And so later people can call me on it.
That's your... That's
you know what? I'm sorry I no-anded you. You can think that malaria is a diet craze.
Look, we're here to be contradicted at every turn. Think of us as your parents.
Just spinning yarns.
Just yakking after dinner.
Just asking you how school went. And if these are your drugs, open shoebox.
Hey, don't you have something to tell me?
Yeah, I had something really... What was it? I think it's about a sponsor for Do You Need a Ride called Downcast, which is a podcast player app that lets you easily find, listen, and subscribe to all your favorite podcasts in one place, Karen.
Oh, good.
You look for more podcasts to listen... You looking for more podcasts to listen to? You search...
That's the slangy street way to say
it? Yeah, you look for more podcasts? Yeah, a lot of people... The new slang on the streets is old...
Is mimicking a Norwegian tourist.
Yes, vaguely...
You looking for a podcast?
Eastern European block lady pouring out cabbage water from a window. Downcast lets you control the playback rate, which is cool. Like, you can speed it up, slow it down, rather than guessing with other players. It's like... Oh, a time code? That's not going to let you know where I tell my third or fourth joke about my balls that you want to go right to.
Yeah.
Skip to
the third ball joke is what I always say.
Right. Or if you were distracted and you missed something, you can skip back. It's just very skippable and navigable.
Great. And what else?
Oh, what else does Downcast do? I'm so glad you asked.
What else does Downcast do?
I'm so glad you asked as I tapped your arm. Well, it syncs podcasts across all your devices, supports audio, video, and enhanced podcasts, which is ours. Ours is enhanced. And it allows you to stream or download episodes. Your choice.
People love Downcast. That's what I'm hearing.
I heard it. We had multiple tweets.
Yes. Upwards of two. And said, hey, I actually use that and I really like it.
There were, but if two people are saying it, that means 200 are being quiet about it.
You know.
That's what I've always thought.
There's always a lot of withholding when it comes to podcast streaming formats.
Yeah, people get hush-hush. They hold it in. And you know what happens if you do that? It keeps stacking. It keeps stacking. And then one day someone mentions podcasts and you freak out and start swinging at them.
Yeah.
Because there's all this built up.
So get it out now. Let us know.
We'll take a left up here on Ocean Park.
Beautiful.
So go to downcast.fm/ride. That's the promo code.
That's ours. That's for us personally.
And get Downcast. Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, I love it.
They'll probably have a picture of our face on there.
Oh, my God.
So just go for that. And get it on your iPhone, Mac, Apple Watch. Of course, Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Like if, sounds delicious.
That's
and
for
of
the
course,
nerds.
The iPad and iPad Touch.
Cool.
Downcast. Making things better.
The Norwegian way. What? Don't add your own tag on it.
They asked us. They needed a slogan, a logo and a slogan.
Okay, then they've got two, it sounded like.
How about a logan and a slogo? So we got the business out of the way.
We're getting better and better at the business.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
That sounded good to me.
That sounded great.
So, are we going to pick up a guest today, Karen?
You know what we're going to do? Mm-hmm. We have a guest.
What?
We have a guest right here in the back
what
seat.
What in the... Hello!
And hi
it's,
there.
It's this is a very special guest today. It's my niece, Lauren Colasingham.
Yes, hi.
Yay!
Yes, just please stop.
No, I got to keep doing this. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing, you know, much better. I'm doing much better than before. How are you?
Wait a minute. I sensed that something was bad earlier today.
You know, just college.
Lauren has moved down to Whittier, California to go to college at... It's Whittier, called Whittier College, right?
Oh, yes. We're the Whittier College Poets.
No.
That's your mascot?
And if that's not an indication of what a college experience is going to be there...
You guys... Our party in light, Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, God, you know it.
The fighting poets?
The mighty poets.
If this chamber door is a knocking, don't bother rapping.
Don't bother studying this semester.
There we go, thank you.
So yeah, Lauren, I went and got her the other day because I haven't seen her since she's come down for college. And also, apparently, on the weekends, everybody goes home instead of hanging out and partying. At the dorms, everyone just goes to their parents' house.
Yeah, they just go to their parents' house.
Do a lot of the students, are they from, like, Los Angeles?
Yeah, they're from around the area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you do on the weekends?
Oh, what do, you ask?
Yes.
I Netflix and chill, party of one.
Oh.
In my not air-conditioned dorm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's that's a big part of the heartbreak, is that it's probably, what, 150 in your dorm room?
Basically. Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't there campus parties? Kegers?
Oh, yes, there is.
Socials?
But unless you are on a sports team, you will be blatantly shunned and asked, what the hell are you doing here?
And that seems like, I just imagine, like a blonde, wispy-haired villain from an 80s ski movie.
You got it. You were there. You
so
were
that...
with me.
That happened to you, Lauren.
Yes, yeah, yes. An older girl on the on one of the teams.
We won't be specific, just in case she's a fan.
On one of these stick and ball teams.
Yeah. One
okay.
Of these...
Traditional athletic organization teams.
Yeah, I walk in with my roommate who had invited me, and goes, "What are you doing here? Who are you with?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm with my roommate." My roommate decided to jump in and say, yeah, she just kind of tagged along. She didn't have anything to do tonight.
She like, what?
Yeah.
Oh,
she
yeah.
sold you out?
Totally sold me out.
Now you gotta live with this?
Oh, yeah.
Wool over the eye puller?
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, no. She should have thought before she did that.
I mean, you know, when you're in those kinds of situations, it's like these are life-determining situations. When the mean girl is saying to your roommate, what are you doing here? Do you risk yourself being at the party to say, hey, I brought her, I invited her? Or do you basically do the thing that makes everyone's skin crawl, which is like, she decided to tag along. I mean...
That's straight out of Can't Buy Me Love.
It totally is.
I'm sorry, there was a bet, and they bet me I wouldn't take you to this party. Why don't you go mow some lawns?
So not the
Too
perfect,
specific.
Not the perfect kickoff.
No, that's awful.
A college career.
Week three.
Yeah, we're working on week three.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Well, that was just one experience.
Yeah, no, there's been others. I mean, there's stuff to do if you go on Yik Yak.
Now tell the old people what Yik Yak is.
Yes.
So
and
Yik
me.
Yak is essentially. It's like an anonymous
is it that?
Big chat room for colleges.
Oh.
Yeah. So, it's real great. Some of it's like, hey, the girl in the blue shorts that was at the cafeteria today, you're real cute. Or it can just go real severe into...
You might have to do a U-turn.
I'm horny, okay. Come to room 152.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. So you get a real wide range.
That's the kind of yik yak I'd like to throw in my direction. Chris. Am I talking? I'm just trying to.
That was out loud. So it's yik yak. We're going to have Lauren walk us through all these things that the children use that I certainly don't know about.
I really haven't heard of Yik Yak.
Yik Yak is for college students only, right?
Yes.
But then when you're looking at that one and people are saying that, hey, girl in the blue shorts, it's because it's just Whittier College's Yik Yak account.
That's just like Facebook was at the beginning stages.
It's the new version of Facebook.
Oh, just okay. Much worse. I wonder if they could not make it sound like a vomit sound effects.
Yik Yak?
Yeah, you know how, like, you tweet for Twitter?
Yeah.
You yak for yik yak.
Oh.
That can't be a coincidence.
That already means something.
Yeah.
All right, meet you at the vomitorium.
Have you gotten any interesting messages on yik yak?
No, I don't myself. It's kind of the type of thing where you don't want to be that person that has a Tinder.
Right.
You don't want to be that person that has a yik yak. You just want to look at everyone else's yik yak to see what's going on.
Got it.
So I myself don't possess the Yik Yak app.
Got it.
Could you go, because it's not like you'd get all caught up in it and end up accidentally, couldn't you just get the app and play around with it?
And
then trust yourself to not go in too deep with the Yik Yak community?
Absolutely.
I did that with Tinder. I didn't actually meet anyone. I was just like, oh, interesting. This feels awful. Judging people based on the top of their head to their shoulders.
Well, would you say the one you use, the bust size judgment, the app that you do use is Snapchat the most?
Oh, yeah. Snapchat has been real great for me. It's been a real confidence booster because while I'm Netflix and chilling, party of one by myself in my unair-conditioned room, my girls from high school are doing things like going to football games and tailgates and meeting Snoop Dogg. So it just, it makes everything, it puts it in perspective.
Yeah.
It's like, this is where I should be, I think.
Yeah, it's hard to have a Netflix night where you're just sweating and watching Narcos and then your friends are all like, oh, remember when you were on Snoop Dogg's shoulders?
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was good.
Who met Snoop Dogg, Lauren?
A good friend of mine.
Okay.
Yeah, she's, her name's Maddie.
Oh, no.
Okay.
As soon as we can get back, I mean, we're in no rush. Okay. We're going specifically to a very nice drive-through coffee chain, an independent mom-pa-owned place called Mr. and Mrs. Starbuckles.
It's a Jerry and Marie Starbuckles.
Jerry and me, Marie Starbuckle. They're from Seattle, and a few have popped up, and we're going to try out their organic brew.
Yeah.
We could turn here, I think.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
I'm always last minute with important information.
We're all right. So, sorry, Lauren.
Yeah, sorry, Lauren. And by the way, Lauren, pretty soon these lady jocks are going to be lining up to be your friend. I just feel like I should have said something like that.
All right.
You don't want them. You don't need them.
No.
It's just the only people that are there.
Yeah.
You go straight to that lunch table with the redheads and the kids in overalls, and you make lifelong friends. That's what I did. Hey, skate punks that haven't learned about showering.
That's what I said. Yeah, you just don't sit there and text.
Yeah, lady.
You dipshit.
Sure, you did acid at a concert in the 80s.
I was trying to think of places Lauren could go within the city of Whittier to meet cool people.
And you've spent enough time in Whittier to help her with that? Because I have not.
Nope, I was just thinking the things off the top of my head.
They got to have a boomer's go-kart and mini golf.
No, I said skateboard shop or comic book shop.
Oh, yeah.
Neither of those
exist. Do you like skateboarding or skater dudes?
I mean, my brother was a skater dude.
That's all you have to do when you walk in there.
Right?
Hey, guys, I got a Thrasher sim.
Yeah.
So
I know who Bam is.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw Grind. I can hang.
Hey.
Well, the live-action motion picture scripted movie Grind. Starring several. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Who was in Grind, Lauren? Do you remember?
Ooh,
called on the spot. Oh, no.
That guy from the OC, maybe?
Oh, okay.
The dark-haired guy, yeah.
Oh, somebody Brody or somebody Dylan?
Good memory. Brody, I think, was a guy.
Over there?
No, we're going to turn right on Lincoln here.
look at these huge holes in the ground.
Yeah, I mean, where are we?
Ow.
Yeah, that hurt my teeth. I have TMJ now.
I mean, what would you do if you were at, bored at college?
I used to go to the skate shop and watch videos, and well, my friends worked there, and I'm not bragging, but I'd done a lot of their logo work.
Oh, that is a brag.
And, yeah. And, you know, I had a part in the skate video. I wasn't skating. It was,
were acting? It was an acting part?
Yeah, there was a scene from a movie I was in called Dance Club, a parody of Fight Club, where instead of fighting, they're dancing so hard that they get hurt. And I was Gloria, the main character, originally cast for Martha Kelly, but she decided last minute she does not enjoy being on camera, and I became a star.
But now Martha Kelly is on camera because she's going to be in Zach's new show.
Oh, yeah, Zach Galifianakis?
Yes, he has a new show on, is it HBO? It's the one that Louis C.K. is directing.
I love, because I know that he asked her to do that, and she was like, okay.
Yeah, she's in it.
Yeah, that's great.
It's that they ran a promo. I feel like it's called Baskets. Could I be wrong?
I think it is something like that.
It's something hilarious, like the name of the television show is Baskets, and the promo is Zach and Martha sitting, going to a drive-thru.
Yeah.
It's very funny looking.
At her.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
But you already knew the guys at the skate shop, so you have to think of, like, if you were in a totally new town, where would your go-to place be to actually meet someone interesting?
Boy, it's in Missoula, Montana, where I grew up and also went to college. There was just no options. It breeds alcoholism out of boredom.
Yep.
Or you get caught up in your studies, or you become an athletic, extreme sports athlete like me.
Yeah.
I did a lot of skateboarding and snowboarding.
And snowboarding,
and mountain
that's
biking.
Right.
I was healthy, and but I did drink so much cheap malt liquor that I had a bit of a belly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's college.
It was boring. It was college. What else? That's what all my friends were doing.
But see, that's not what people are doing at Whittier College, which is kind of a parent's dream and fascinating. Yeah.
The cool part of college, though, is you're like, I'm going to hang out with this writing group. I like writing. Do you like writing?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you seem like a writer. You should hang out with a writing group, and that's social, and then also...
Wait, have you looked into a writing group?
I've not. I went to the activities fair, and...
What happened there?
There was not a writing group. There was an improv club, though.
What was the improv club like, Lauren?
Well, they wanted me real bad.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. My good friend, Amy Lee, she was the head of it, and she's my peer mentor as well, and she was like, you need to get in the mix right now.
Are you hesitant, or do you want to do
it? Oh, I was real hesitant.
You've watched improv then.
Yeah, because I walked up to the first meeting of improv club, and they were sitting around telling knock-knock jokes in the most serious manner.
Oh, no. Like in a group as a warm-up?
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't a warm-up. It was it.
The Starbucks mom and pop coffee place is right there with the hand-carved intricate awning.
Oh, cool, cool.
Well, I did improv when I was in college, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And that's the reason I became a stand-up comedian person. That was just a group that I hesitantly joined.
Yeah, and also maybe the people who were talking in the knock-knock joke group, maybe those were just the loud, obnoxious people that talk too much, and the truly funny people just weren't saying anything.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Is that a possibility?
It is a strong possibility.
Okay. Just trying to work this out. We're going to work this out
while
you're here.
That's how I am in a writing room, I'm afraid. Oh, I got some good ideas, but I'm going to keep them to myself.
I'm going to go ahead and zip the lip over here.
Yeah.
Unless someone specifically asks me.
No one asked me anything. Guess I'll go to the bathroom for the seventh time. I'm a go and get it getter.
Get
go and get
them.
It.
Would you like anything?
No.
Nothing?
Have I taken your order yet?
Not yet.
We're going to get started for you today.
Can I get a venti green tea with one pump of the raspberry sweetener in it?
Yeah, a venti iced green tea with one pump raspberry syrup. What else can I get for you?
Do you want ice?
All the medium iced coffee.
And a grande iced coffee. Yeah. It's
grande. And a grande iced coffee. Grande. Was there any cream or sugar in there?
There wasn't. No,
zero, please.
There isn't, I mean.
Okay. Yeah, none for us, thanks.
Gotcha, nothing in there. What else can I get for you?
I think that's going to be it.
All right. I'll have that ready. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we're going to have to get that guy to sign a release. I don't want to get sued again.
What if it turns out we have to pay him $750 for voiceover work?
That's how he makes his side cash. A lot of mobile podcasts coming through. Pay up.
You know what? I don't do this for free. I do this for $7.50 an hour.
Oh, man.
So let's see. We're going to revisit Amy Lee's improv group.
Yes.
What's your, Lauren, let's hear your worst fear, aside from what's already happened with meeting the improv group, of going to join the improv group. What do you see? Let's just suss out worst case scenario.
Yeah. What are you afraid of?
Worst case scenario. You know, I'm just really, really nervous. I mean, I have two really funny parents. They're great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried that their 18 years of hard work and dedication is going to be single-handedly ruined by Nakna.
Oh no! You might have. You can take in the training, learn from it. I did this with bad therapy groups. You can get stuff from it, but it's not going to taint what you inherently have learned from your parents.
Yeah, that's like saying you can't strip those muscles if you're still doing push-ups.
And you can't learn those muscles. You'll find from this group, their parents are bookkeepers.
Yep.
And change oil for a living. And so, well, not what these kids go to college. They're probably lawyers. I don't know. Something unfunny. I don't mean to judge people based on their occupation. And I've kind of lost track of what I was going to say.
might have stand-up comics for parents. That's
right.
Very, very likely the least funny of all people.
I went to a stand-up comedy party last night, you guys. Guess who was there?
Wait. Let make Lauren guess.
Lauren, guess. Just... who would you want to see at a party?
Amy Schumer.
This is a non-comedian, I'll give you a hint.
All right.
And a male.
A celebrity?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
You do?
I think I do. Whenever you're done, I'll do it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Male non-comedian.
Male non-comedian.
Ethnic background?
Caucasian, but influenced by not Caucasian. Their music, I'll say it, music.
Eminem.
No, but he might as well have been there.
All right.
Bigger.
Bigger than Eminem?
Bigger.
Yes. And he is Caucasian, but
yes.
He's from rap.
No.
R&B?
R&B.
Justin Timberlake?
Justin Timberlake was at that party.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, talking to John Hamm. And I was like,
John Hamm was my guest.
Well, he's always at these Sarah
Silverman
parties.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Man,
JT,
I almost called him. I didn't talk to him. He was right by me though, and I was like, oh man, this is a funny time to learn I'm attracted to men. I really was.
Well,
I just looked
amazing.
At everyone. I looked around, and it was all people just staring at him, trying real hard to look cool, like they weren't staring at him.
How could you not? I have a real good JT story.
He seemed nice.
He
Isn't
is.
That cool, JT?
That's pretty awesome.
I mean, no one can really slay. Even if you don't like singing like this.
Your cool points. Your cool points.
Hey.
Who was he with?
He just came in by himself.
No, he did not.
And the guys, Josh Homme and some of the Queens of the Stone Age were there.
Yes, that's what I want
to
hear.
And they're
about.
Talking to Henry because Henry knows like the bass player from Styx and stuff, and they were quizzing him, and he just knew all these names.
That's amazing.
They became friends with Henry. I didn't make any friends last night, you guys.
You didn't?
Mm-mm. I just sat. There was a picnic table. I sat at the end of it, and it tipped, and everyone's juices landed in my lap. No, but that's how I felt.
Lauren, you know that feeling.
Yeah.
I was trying to make it relatable.
Justin Timberlake was on Ellen one time, early days.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted him to do this bit with her.
Did his hair have those tight curls?
No, not that early.
Oh, okay.
And so we sent him a script.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody approved it. Everybody liked it. And then we went down to actually, when he finally came into her dressing room to go over it before the show started, she gets crazy nervous because she loved that album and loved him.
Uh-huh.
So she was a little high-strung. So as we were all looking at the script, she started going, this isn't good, this isn't good, and started throwing things out and started pitching other things to him. And as she did that, I was...
Hi,
thank
how
you.
How are you
good.
And iced coffee.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
As she did that, old JT busted in and said, wait, I like this script. Thanks so much.
Thank you, have a good day.
You too. Guys, that was Janine from the Venice Starbucks.
Oh, I love Janine. Here, let's go down there. We don't want to get on Lincoln.
No, we don't.
Right now, it's like, and we could go down that little sweet little,
this is nice.
Oh, it's a quaint, and drive like your kids live here, though.
Okay.
You see some signs that say that. Well, there's
careful,
a nice family.
Everybody.
Apparently you just went to church.
That was the good part of my story.
He said he liked the sketch.
So he went in and contradicted, because of course I would, if the host tells you they don't want to do something, you go, okay, we'll make up something else. And JT busts in and goes, no, this is really funny. I want to do it. And then she was like, okay, great. And then she wanted to do it. So then we didn't have to rush and rewrite. This was it?
You can go right.
Okay. We didn't have to rewrite the whole sketch. I just feel like it was a very highly professional move on his part to not screw the writer over. Not, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
He was like, he had already read it, which is rare. He read it, he liked it, and he defended it. And I was like, from now on, I don't care what you do, you're my favorite person
and
in show business.
And he was probably 17 or something?
No, but it was, he basically had to come out dressed in this huge gingerbread costume, and then it's revealed that it's Justin Timberlake underneath it. And it was going to get thrown out, and then he did it, and it ended up being hilarious, and he was great.
Oh, that's great.
He did it really good, anyway.
Well, I guess when it's, before you... anyone knew, that was probably before people knew how funny he was, like on Saturday Night Live and stuff. They're like, oh, this could easily backfire unless a comedian person was committing to it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's always danger in comedy.
Comedy's a dangerous business.
Lauren's going to learn that in her improv.
Oh, you're going to learn that fast in the group.
When she, can I go right here?
Yeah. We're just going to do a little bobbing and weaving.
Okay. Lauren, when you get in there and you're like, guys, we're going to step away from the knock-knock jokes for a while, and we're going to delve deep into some real long-form heralds, they're going to be like, what? No, Lauren. But you just hold fast.
We're going to delve deep into some Del Close.
What's Del? Guys, it's delve time. Also, you're going to need to think of good names for your improv group, and Delve might be a good one.
The Delvinators.
The Team Delve?
Or
Delve.
Yes And. What about the Colonel Yes Sanders? What do you think of that?
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's think of some improv team names.
Yeah.
How about Yik Yak Yak Yak?
Yik Yakin' all night long.
Yik Yak into this comedy bucket.
How about Netflix and chill and do improv?
What about air conditioned party for one?
What about the tyranny of athletic teams and social life in modern day college society?
That's the title?
I'm working through it. I'm still working through it.
It's a working title.
Yeah.
Well, so far it's the best one.
Thank you.
It only takes 1 minute to say.
It only takes a spark.
Razzing you. It's part of comedy.
Yep. Get used to it, Lauren.
Yeah, I could, yeah. They say you're not supposed to deny people, but I do it all the time.
Just block that shit.
What are you doing here in the post office? This isn't a post office. Laugh right there. You get a laugh right there. I get my laughs and then I get off stage.
You collect them all.
This is
for
the
yourself.
Post office. Jump off stage, sit in a chair, cross my arms. Comedy.
Boo! Start heckling your own improv scene.
That went nowhere.
Okay, but if she didn't want to do improv, if she's really just pandering.
That guy doesn't give
we
a fuck.
We don't have a stop sign. Everybody's doing great.
Everyone's doing great. I thought you were just, to spite him, you were going to sideswipe his Maserati.
I'm not above it.
We can turn left here, and because we're above my street.
Okay, cool.
I think you should do improv.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it'd be fun.
Well, she's super funny.
Yeah. And where else are you going to be reminded by strangers that you're super funny? It's sometimes you just got to do improv.
You just got to do it.
I went into it.
Join the improv.
Yeah. And that's just biting the bullet as a ceremonial thing.
My Instagram bio. I bit the bullet and joined improv.
That's genius. I mean, there's no other options. We've run every possible option.
Beefcake, 3 o'clock.
Yes. Haven't we, Lauren?
Yeah, we've exhausted every possible
Is there a sewing club? Hold on, I just thought of a new one. Is there a sewing club?
Not that I had eyes on at the activities fair.
Wait, was there anything else at the activities fair that comes to mind?
I want to hear more about this activities fair.
Well, I went for the free cold nachos.
What's cold nachos?
They are everything you would imagine, just a little worse.
So, not real cheese.
Nope.
Cheese out of a caulking gun.
What I liked about it is they actually changed the cheese machine right in front of you, so you got to see your cheese in a bag.
No.
That you were about to eat. Did I get out of line, though? Hell no.
Hell no.
I was like, all right, it's okay.
Wait, are you calling them cold nachos because of the experience, or were they sold that way?
Because of the experience.
Okay.
Okay.
They weren't advertised as cold nachos.
Okay.
I've led us astray. I do believe we should turn left.
Okay.
Because there is a carnival.
Yeah, we got to get away from that carnival.
This drifter is not going anywhere, just like he hasn't for the last 48 years.
Okay, got it. Yeah, he doesn't know what's happening.
No, he was just idling there looking for a place to empty his sewage.
Sorry, wait. What else was at the activities fair?
Yeah.
We've got the societies, which is basically a social outcast version of sororities, which I don't know where you stand on sororities, but they're pretty much social outcasts anyway, so don't know how to make friends.
Right, so you buy them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You just... Pay some money
at them. Pay a monthly friend fee.
So if sorority, the concept of sororities is too sexy for you, you join a society.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you're into chess or kites or...
Yeah, something.
The kite society.
the kites.
Fencing, I think, would be one of them.
Kites. That could be fun.
Fence mending.
Okay, what else besides societies?
Let's see. What else? There was an equestrian club.
Okay.
I was thinking about faking it. Just for a little.
Sit on a horse?
Yeah.
Sure.
I can wear tan pants and riding boots.
But you'd have to have a horse, probably.
Yeah, do they have horses for rent? Who brings their own horse?
I mean, they have friends for rent, so I would assume there's horses.
Right.
See?
It wasn't until I came to this activities fair that I knew why I brought this horse and have it out at the hitching post.
I thought I was just homesick, and it turns out I want to join your club.
Well, I happen to have a horse. Hey. It was going to be a Maine combing. Oh, just forget me.
Forget it.
Maine combing.
I just like the smell
society.
Of shit and hay.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm just into the equestrian lifestyle for the aromas.
What else? What's something reasonable?
Reasonable. Hmm.
Yeah, more reasonable than, I mean, unless you want to be in the equestrian club.
Think about it. There's, you know, the yearbook, or the newspaper. The newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
There's
the radio station. That's the one I said I thought was could be a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it could be cool. It has the potential to be cool.
Uh-huh.
But you'd be in full control over that, unless you had, like, a radio sidekick. At least I'd understand being scared of the group dynamic with improv. What if you had your own one-person improv radio show? Karen and I are basically doing it right now.
This is radio, and I think you're killing it already, Lauren.
Jeez.
Yeah, I think you are.
Accept it.
And here's the amazing thing about Karen and I. We have zero to no training.
You wouldn't guess that.
No,
you would have never guessed
it. Seems like we went to Broadcast Academy.
Society?
Let me apologize for this traffic, you guys. People be celebrating. Let's turn right.
Okay. People be celebrating
the streets. People be celebrating in these streets.
I like the idea of her going to the radio station.
Me too. That so far is my favorite.
Lauren?
I feel like we're pressuring you.
What's your favorite so far? Sincerely, not sarcastically.
Sincerely, my favorite option so far is going home.
Not an option.
Not an option.
Not
they didn't
an
have
option.
That at the
that
activities fair?
That wasn't. No?
Going home.
Here's one of our activities. It's called a Greyhound bus ticket.
Just double checking.
How far is your home? How come you don't get to go home for the weekends like the other...
I'm from the Bay Area.
It's Petaluma, where I'm from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's 6 hours away.
My dad did radio up in the Bay Area. I think that's answers all of these queries. Mm. What are the coincidence of that is just an answer.
That's kind of amazing.
It's going to be great. I just can't stop thinking of there's occasionally a job fair that I would promise my parents I'd go to.
Yeah.
And you go and shake, like, put on a crooked tie and hear about the worst jobs ever.
Yes.
Like, there'd just be a guy that's like, well, if you have your own post-hole diggers, you just meet me at the site. This year we're cutting down small trees at the ski area, and I would go and do manual labor with some strange older man.
Yeah.
One time I went to the job fair and got a job selling coupon books door-to-door for Serendipity Ventures. And, you know, when, my tactic was to find the most valuable coupon. I'm like, all you have to do is use this one coupon. The book's paid for.
Oh,
what do you
that's
say?
Smart. That's good salesmanship.
Yeah. And one time I was, some of my coworkers, we picked them up at the Elbow Room bar, and they got in a fist fight, and I cried. I was 16 years old. There's always Cutco knife sales. I learned about that at the job fair. Door-to-door also. Right. But cutlery.
We watched Cutlery Corner last night.
We did.
Cutlery Corner is still on the air?
Yes.
Yeah. Which season is it in?
It's got to be the season 48.
He didn't seem on, though.
Yeah. It was not a good night for him on Cutlery Corner. He didn't seem like he knew. Have you ever seen Cutlery Corner?
No.
It's pretty great. It's like, it's usually on at like 2 in the morning. And it's like one long infomercial for knives. All these, but not kitchen knives, like how to like gut a deer type of knife.
Oh, yikes.
Bowie knives.
Mm-hmm. Was Cold Steel a brand name that was mentioned?
No, because I think that's too high end for
cutlery corner.
They make
like katana swords and stuff.
Yes, yeah. They have katanas on this. Just standard pocket knives. It's pretty hilarious, but the guy that's selling them is a real blowhard. He's like, he reminds you of a guy from a state fair who would have like the little mic right in front of his mouth. He would just, they don't stop talking the entire time.
Yeah.
And my friends, my friend Georgia Hartstark and her boyfriend, her fiance.
I know them. I like them.
Yes. Georgia and Vince.
Yes.
It was, we were at their house and Vince and Jesse Pop, who's another comic, apparently have been watching Cutlery Corner for years. So we watched it with them. And then I started watching it when I was on the road. Me and Drennan were in a hotel room one night. We came home from shows, turned on TV, Cutlery Corner's on, and it's actually funnier than most shows.
Yeah. I went at the expense of the strange guy that gets all into it, and he's a blowhard about knives.
Yeah. Well, he kind of makes it great, though. Like, it's that kind of thing, like, I appreciate it from being on this podcast, where being interesting, talking for an hour is a hard thing to do.
Right.
More, we make it look easy.
Yeah, I mean, because we don't just have to talk about knives.
Yes. If we were pinned into a single topic, a single object topic, it gets hard. It gets repetitive.
When I first moved here, I did stand up for the first time at the Ramada Inn basement, because that's where Marc Maron would be sited.
Yeah.
So I would go there.
The one
I
on Vermont?
Wanted him, his approval. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also where my parents, my dad and stepmom, pulled over during a road trip with a map fight and decided to get a divorce.
At the Ramada
Inn? Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Right there. I'm like, oh, I recognize this place. And oh, yeah, that's where Jeannie decided to leave my dad.
Were you in the car?
I shouldn't have said her name.
Oh.
I was in the car. I'm like, come on, you guys, you're being childish.
How old were you?
Oh, let's just say 15 again.
Okay.
40,
okay.
I don't know.
But not an adult.
But these guys, no, I was not. I was yet an adult.
Okay.
No longer a boy, yet to be an adult. I was in the middle area where I was worried
like
about my voice.
Britney Spears. Uh-huh.
Cracking. Sorry. Anyway, these guys that ran the show were not funny, but they were good speakers, and it was because they, at the fair, they had the headset and they would sell pots and pans.
Yes.
And they had their you know, presentation that they would give, and they made money doing it. But it's just, I don't enjoy sales. I do not want to sell anything.
No, it's the worst.
Can't even sell myself.
We were just talking about how awful retail is, because I was saying, could you just get a job?
What did you guys do at the mall? You went to the Beverly Center Mall?
We went to the Bev Center. We went straight to, we went straight to Sephora.
Oh, yeah.
My second home.
I got good makeup.
I needed a cheek tint, and Lauren has a perfume.
Look out for this tumbleweed.
Look at that.
That's a classic cowboy and western tumbleweed.
That poor
tumbleweed thing
wasn't even dead.
That's still green. That was more just a dead bush.
Should I go down there?
We could go that way.
I mean, how much time do we... Have we spent enough time?
No.
Okay.
I mean...
So we won't be... It's not like we're heading back.
No. Okay. I can't see. The sun is... Oh, yeah, we're doing okay.
Okay, good. I got a cheek tint. I got a perfume that Lauren was wearing that I love so much I had to get my own.
What did you get, Lauren?
What's this?
Ooh, you got wrist smell.
Isn't that good?
It's real good. I got a nice lip balm, SPF 15.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
Yeah, it is important.
With a bit of tint?
With a bit of tint.
Yeah.
Passion, in color passion.
My favorite color.
Yeah, it's good. It's subtle.
And then, actually, the Bev Center, the last time I was there was easily 7 years ago. It's very high-end now.
Yeah, it's real she-she.
Really?
Oh, uh-huh. Louis Vuitton, Gucci.
Whoa.
One right after another.
Yep.
Good Lord. All on a pretty little row.
Just kept coming at us.
That's funny because last time I was there, the escalator was broken and I got frustrated and left. I was like, this dive.
How long ago?
8, 9, 10 years. Let's just say a cool decade.
Wait, look at that fountain. The water's dyed
blue. I know,
blue.
Yeah. Yeah. That's... It's on a refeed mechanism. Yeah. It isn't usually blue. That's a new thing they did at the Jolly Roger Inn.
Maybe they put Monster a little...
Do you need a ride?
Maybe they put, like, one of those toilet bowl cleaner things in that makes your water blue.
Did you know the Jolly Roger, it's in the skull and crossbones flag, is illegal to fly from a boat?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Because it means you're like a pirate. You're saying, you're declaring piratism?
You're breaking maritime law on a federal level.
That's rad. Wow. How do you know that?
I know a lot of things. Just stuff I pick up from, you know, never from books, but sometimes from a man yelling in a street or uh-huh. my father lying to me again.
But we know for a fact that's real maritime
that is,
law.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. You can't have a, like they'll pull you over and say, take down that flag. It's traditional. It's like a traditional law. Do not have a Jolly Roger.
It's not funny.
No, it's not jolly.
No. You know what we should do is go drive Lauren by the beach.
Oh, you gotta see the beach.
She hasn't been.
All right.
The best way I think we could do it is not go all the way to the parking lot.
Okay.
But turn right before it.
And go right?
And go left, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. Then it's less crowded. No one goes left.
We can also keep it too. We can just drive down it. We don't have to, like, go on to it, right, Lo?
Right.
Okay. Oh, the sand just gets in your shorts, between your toes. It's there for days if you forget to shower.
You don't want to get involved.
I love the beach, honestly. But it's... Good. And right now the water is bathtub warm.
Is it really?
It's so warm. It's scary warm. It's Al Gore warm.
Have you gotten in there lately?
I get in there a lot, and I just kind of churn. I kick, you know, it's good for my hips. Opens them up. Kick like a frog. People always think I'm drowning. Mm-hmm. I'm a horrible swimmer, but mm-hmm. it's therapeutic. And the salt water, it's good. It's good for your joints.
And there's some negative ions that you're sucking in.
Rods and cones firing.
Eyes seeing like they've never seen before.
Pistons undulating. What are we talking about?
Mm-mm.
Oh, sorry.
No idea.
But it is when you swim in the ocean that does leave kind of a gross, sticky coat of sand, just like a film.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, I don't think I'm saying any new news. The ocean's kind of polluted here.
Yeah. Well, there was part of it had to get closed the other day because needles and tampons were washing up on the shore. Did you see that news story?
Specifically those things?
Specifically those two things en masse were washing up on shore, and they had to close one of the beaches along here.
Take a left up here. Okay. Yeah, that's horrifying.
It's a bad combination. Ugh. Those are the two things nobody wants to look at or talk about.
No. Oh, that's disgusting.
The N's and the T's.
So it wasn't like, oh, we saw a few. They were in a giant mass together?
I don't know. I'd love to see a picture, but I don't. I basically read headlines. Sometimes I'll skim the first two lines of the article, and then I'm like, I get it. I'll write the rest of the story myself.
I got this.
I'll fill in these blanks.
I'll take it from here, you guys.
Let me take it, and then...
tampon barge.
A bunch of heroin addicts stole tampons, used them, threw them into the ocean.
Never reuse.
Never reuse or recycle in both of those cases.
Gross.
Please. That's so gross.
Cartoonishly in the Gulf when I lived in Texas, like in Galveston, those areas, all this garbage from all over, there's just Japanese writing on it. It just comes, I think it's called a gyre, where there's like a whirlpool out in the ocean. It can be tons of garbage just hanging out. 90% of it is plastic.
Oh, I've heard of the big plastic island that's out in the ocean.
There's like five notable ones. My friend goes on these Greenpeace type boats and
there's
five gyres, yeah. That's the name of their group. Five gyres, go look it up. I'm serious, yeah. They help get plastic out of the ocean.
Shit.
I did a very, very horrible comedy show for them.
Oh.
And they, it was, you know, donated my comedy, but they gave me a bag of plastic garbage that was found in birds and fish and Afro picks. Many straws. Yeah. I'm so weird about straws now. I know we just went and there's two green straws that went out. What are we going to do?
I know. Oh, here's the canal, Lauren.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the Venice canals.
No, I haven't.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah, this is one of the bigger ones. There is like the neighborhood
little
canals,
ones.
That it's more like, you know, people on a boat with gondoliers.
Yep, that's right, gondoliers.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful.
That little car, it is beautiful. It's, you know, see how the water doesn't move at all.
See how the water's all dried up.
That's what
because of the drought.
Yeah, that's what attracts the tsetse flies and the used tampons.
And it's so depressing looking, you have to do heroin and then throw your needle in there.
It's just a horrible sight. Those are beautiful homes, though. I mean, those are nothing to sneeze at.
No way.
Of course, you're allergic to luxury. Beautiful homes.
Lauren, do you listen to any podcasts?
No, I don't.
Neither do we.
Yeah.
We should. They're fun, though, if you, you know, maybe that's... Maybe you should start a podcast in college. What? Yeah. It was sitting right in front of our noses.
Yeah, the whole time.
The Poets Podcast.
Yes.
Brought to you by the most unhappy poet.
Is there a poetry club?
Oh, there's got to be.
There's got to be, right?
There's got to be somewhere if I looked hard enough.
Now, do you write poetry, Lauren?
You know, I was little, and I tried writing poetry, and my older brother... found it and really, really publicly humiliated me.
No.
And I've yet to return.
That's another... You could write a movie with these.
No, I know.
So many tragedies, movies waiting to be written.
The older brother, God.
Wait, who did it? Connor or Johnny?
Johnny.
Connor. I'm still mad at Connor.
He didn't do it.
Yeah, but Johnny's a good kid. Okay, Connor. I'm sorry, I know these are your brothers, but I've never met them. Do you want some fruit on a stick?
That is kind of pretty.
This is kind of cool.
Yeah, this part's
yeah, sick. Look at that Dexter type guy throwing out body parts. Every time I see these boats, I just think of Dexter.
Yeah.
You know, you can live on a boat. Why don't you quit school and live on some guy's boat?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Too early?
Too soon.
Too early in the afternoon for that. Oh, this is perfect. This windy road will take us right to where we may or may not want to go.
Okay, good. I love it.
I kind of pulled out there.
Near the end.
Yes, yes. No, this is where we want to go.
Okay.
This is perfect. This is, you know, this is wharf people.
Uh-huh.
I guess not wharf.
No.
They're just boat people. These are boat people.
Well, I don't know if that's accurate.
It's a curious thing when you're on it or see people on a boat. My friend Isaac Whitty that's his real name, had a joke about when you're on a boat and you go under a bridge, it's no matter who the people are, no matter where they're from, they will wave at each other. The bridge people always have to wave to the boat people as if to say, you know,
this is what we're supposed to do.
You're on a boat. I'm on a bridge. Hi. I always wave at people in a boat. I don't know why. You don't wave to people when they're in a car.
It's a good way to network with rich people.
And by the way, I did not do my friend's joke. That was just the premise of it.
Oh.
That's why you guys aren't laughing.
Yeah, because what else? Where can we go from there?
To isaacwhitty.com.
It's completed. To learn the end of that joke.
For his completed material. Very funny, Isaac Whitty. Where is he now?
Lauren.
Lauren, sorry, but I feel like we're... Once I get talking...
I mean...
I'm easy to miss. I blend in.
Well, you're in the back seat, and yeah. I can't see.
You're young. We discount you.
Sorry, I'm on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter simultaneously, so it doesn't.
You're just.
You don't even care.
I'm not bothered.
You're just elbows deep in that phone of yours.
Yeah, I don't care.
Are you? She's not.
She's not.
I totally believed her. Lauren, what do you think old people need to know about young people these days?
Preach, sister.
What are we getting wrong? What are we getting? What do we need? How do we...
Let the oldies know they aren't necessarily goodies.
It's your time.
All right. Basically, with the rare exception of Karen Kilgariff...
Yeah.
Most people of your age... Especially moms should steer clear of tweeting, commenting on your children's pictures.
Oh yeah.
Good point.
Sharing things that don't necessarily need to be shared with the world.
My sister posted a picture of my nephew when he was like 12, and side by side with a picture of Justin Bieber.
Because
they look the same in the picture.
Did
and
he do something wrong? Was she publicly
shaming? No, she's like, look at my cute boy. Look, he looks like the Biebs. I think she said the Biebs.
Oh.
And he was like, do not. I'm not going to school tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm going to lay in bed. He was humiliated.
Hopefully she tagged him in it, too.
Oh, it was right. Yeah, he was tagged.
Yeah.
He was certainly. Everyone knew.
This, what a terrible time for children.
Oh, yeah.
I never think about that because I don't. It doesn't affect me that way.
All I had to have is my mom go, you guys okay down there? Shut up, Mom! Eating pizza!
Now they're like, publicly, you guys okay down there? But it's their version of being interesting.
Yeah.
It's like how my dad would come into the room when we'd all be watching MTV and start dancing like Billy Idol. And me and my sister would almost cry. And now all the other kids thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
He was doing it to embarrass us.
Yeah, I was always embarrassed, but compared to my friends, my parents were hilarious. So.
Yeah.
I remember one time she brought down pizza for us, and right as one of my friends said, how come there's no girls at your parties? And then my mom, as she brought down the pizza, said, what am I, chopped pepperoni? that was a good classic mom joke.
She was using what was around her.
Yeah, she did some prop comedy.
She was in the moment, prop.
Then she picked up the pizza and pretended it was a steering wheel. She said, next stop.
Pizza town. Terrifying.
The runaway off ramp.
Has that happened to you? Has that happened to you, Lauren? Have you been humiliated on social media by your parents?
Yeah. Not by my parents, but by my ex-boyfriend's mom.
Oh no!
Oh, she's heavy on the comments. But she did send me some oatmeal cookies. So.
Oh.
Well,
that's nice. That
villain or hero? You decide.
Hard to call. That's a tough one.
Yeah, no,
you know, yeah. It's a complex issue.
Killer hero, colon, you decide.
You decide.
Yeah, people can get away with a lot when there's some warm, a warm batch of oatmeal cookies waiting there.
Also, what are people your age really doing on Snapchat? Is it as bad as we all think it might be?
I think as adults.
I think it's worse.
It really?
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
It's just all wieners.
It's the Whittier College Snapchat is all wieners.
Is
but,
it?
Oh, you betcha. But there's a lot of, and this may scare you just a little. But there's a lot of cocaine.
What?
Just a line to start your day.
You're kidding. That does scare me.
No, I'm not kidding. I wish I was. But it's, yeah, and they like to put little captions. Good morning, you know. They're just, it's...
With a line of cocaine?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, cocaine is, it's making a comeback.
That's
real strong. I don't know if it necessarily ever died down, but...
I think it did a little bit, but,
Yeah, it's coming back with a vengeance.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me. Can cocaine kill you?
Yes.
I'm acting like I've never done it.
Good call, good call.
Yeah.
It can kill you. That looks like the guy that I hate from the dog park.
he looks like every... He's a hateable guy in a lot of places.
He looks like every D-bag in L.A. I feel like the children of today don't understand how bad cocaine is for you, though.
Yeah, but it's okay because a lot of these kids, they're educating themselves because they're going to Chico. So they're going to figure it out. They'll figure it out on their own.
Up in the central north California.
Chico State.
Isn't
yeah.
cocaine wow. super expensive? Don't you have to buy it in a briefcase?
Oh, I went to a private
Miami?
School.
So oh.
There's cash a-flowing?
There's cash a-flowing.
There's cocaine money ready and available?
And cash ready to roll up to get that sweet, sweet rowdy powder up that nostril. Just waiting. Anyway, I've never done this stuff.
Yeah. No.
I do guessing. Not. I'm just guessing.
It's basically...
Bike town.
It's just addiction powder is what it is. Because anything you might get from it does not outweigh the fact that then you need it.
Right. And all the only benefits are sped up conversation.
Smoking.
Ugh, no thanks.
Telling terrible stories. Just start a podcast. You can do all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I say, after just to close up this activity fair conversation.
That is
our
podcast.
I think you should start or do the radio thing. I think that judging from hearing you talk, you're quick, you're funny, you should be doing a show.
Yep.
Well, it'd be fun.
Well, it's true.
Thank you. I'll look into it.
You should.
But look into it with a positive attitude, Laura.
Yeah, not this negative shit you're bringing right now.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom's always said I'm real jaded, but it's like, I was the only brown girl at my school for 12 years straight, so what do you expect to come of that?
And I can't imagine there's too many brown girls in Whittier.
Oh, there's a pretty prevalent Latino population.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I don't fit in there either, so.
Is it because you're wittier than them? I don't, you know what? I'm, a lot of times the joke is there, and I know people know it's there, and you guys know it's there, and you know that no one should say it, but I'm going to be the one to say
you
it.
You just want to put your finger right on that button.
Yeah, it's called the pulse of comedy. Read it, finger. That's what I say, it's me talking to my finger. Sorry about that wittier joke, you guys.
I mean,
you live there, you've heard that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I hate to end podcasts like this. Just where I ruin it.
Lauren, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah.
Any upcoming dates? Any things you want to mention? Messages you want to get out to people?
Oh, names of guys you might go on dates with?
Oh, yeah.
No, you had her boyfriend.
No, you know, this is... I'm just enjoying the ride. I'll be sure to keep Karen updated on my... adventures through the Whittier College, being a mighty poet.
Please do. Please do.
It's yeah. the Mighty Poets?
It's, yeah, we are
oh,
the
that's
Mighty
so
Poets.
Funny.
That's the worst name.
Yeah.
Maybe, and I mean this, maybe you should start a blog.
A blog about it, yeah.
Blog it out.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
Oh, blog about it.
Blog about it, honey.
Sure.
Could be funny.
Yeah.
You could write down all these things, and then you come and check in with us, like, once every couple months.
The thing about writing it down is it's too painful to live twice, you know? You just want to leave it.
Well, it's
good. Where it
but
was.
But you got to process it, you know?
Mm. It helps you deal with things to write it out. Mm. It's like therapy. It's like talking it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I felt like I was in a therapy session just then, real quick.
You feel better, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Yeah, I do.
you do.
You do. You feel much better. Everything's been changed for the good.
Oh, yeah.
That's the power of podcasting.
And we can take a left down this alley where we like to conclude a lot of our broadcasts.
Down here?
Yeah, right after that occurred, that villain in a Porsche. Yeah,
ooh.
This this alley here. Watch this! Oh my God, yeah, we're scared! That was some wrong side of the road driving by Carrie Kilgannon.
Oh, look at these.
Be careful of these puddles.
Are these the other canals?
Yeah, we are just driving in a 12-foot deep puddle. 12, I mean,
crazy.
Inches. You were bolder than I. I really thought we were going to lose a wheel in there.
12-foot deep. All right, do you have any gigs coming up, Chris? You want to play?
I had some crowd warm-up stuff. They let me go.
Yeah?
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I guess I didn't do a good job last time.
Well, or something else.
There's
something other possibilities.
Else. Politics or something, yeah. Mm-hmm. It could be that I made very specific fun of Melissa Rivers.
Oh, you can't do that.
I don't know. she might be 1/10th owner of the... I don't know. Yeah. I probably said something wrong. That's what I'm guessing. So I'm going to take a nap and... you know, maybe draw some pictures. What are you guys going to do?
Probably go back to my house.
Yeah.
Hang out by the pool maybe a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you have a pool.
I do have a pool.
Of course you don't go to the damn sandy beach.
That beach can go to hell.
That big medical waste pond.
Is this your garage with the She's Gotta Have It poster?
I want that poster.
I would steal that poster.
It's a seriously sexy comedy, it says.
I don't think... We're just going to chill out, probably. We had a very hearty breakfast.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we're recovering.
Yeah, it was we went to a German restaurant to meet my friends, and I had schnitzel. I just ordered it because it sounded like what I should get.
Yeah, I would not know what else to get at a German restaurant.
Yeah, schnitzel. But schnitzel is essentially, I had like fried chicken for breakfast. So, that's a lot.
I have that with waffles even.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I guess we're just going to chill it. And then at one point, I'm going to have to bring Lauren back to Whittier.
Oh, tonight you have to go back for school in the morning?
Yeah.
What time is your first class?
9 o'clock.
Which one?
9 o'clock in the morning. I have math.
With?
With my disgruntled teacher.
What's his name?
We're going to...
Oh, yeah. For the best.
She's got a gnarly neck tattoo, though, and loves to talk about her divorce.
Mrs. We're going to...
Oh, yeah.
Lauren, you're very funny.
Shit. Yeah, you were a great guest, Lauren.
Good job.
Thank you very much.
You're funnier than most comedians.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's how you do it.
And I thank you for giving me a ride to and from my house.
This was fun. This was much different than how we normally do it, and I love the change of pace.
Me too.
It was good times.
I had a great time.
Okay,
thank
cool.
you to the both of you. Hey, out there, you've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYNAR!
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.